You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. This is the first of a two-part series featuring remarkable composer-lyricist William Finn, perhaps best known for falsettos and Spelling Bee. This program originally aired in 1981 and featured several rare recordings from groundbreaking shows like The Unproduced Jocks and In Trousers.
When every night the set that's smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes.
I have in the studio today composer-lyricist who I've known a long time and worked together with and actually was first on this program about 3 years ago. It's a man by the name of William Finn, and I said it earlier, his latest show, March of the Falsettos, was awarded the Outer Critics Circle Best Musical this year. And Bill has come on to talk, and we're going to play a little later on an excerpt, a rather large portion, of the newest recording of one of his shows, the original cast recording of March of the Falsettos.
15 minutes.
15
Only
minutes,
15
exactly.
Minutes.
Welcome. That's the voice of Bill Finn, by the way. I thought before we talk, Bill, we'll just start off with a little bit of your music to sort of change the tone here.
That's fine, Paul.
This is a song from Jocks, and the short title is Heavy Objects, and the long title is...
No, It Pleases God That I Lift Heavy Objects Over My Head. It was sung by a weightlifter in an unseen show called Jocks.
It pleases God that I lift heavy objects, raise them high, raise them higher over my head. I'm a silent man and an officer in God's battalion. Pleases God that I lift heavy objects over my head. It pleases God. The bar that had ruined all my fun. Still, I do expect God will be above me when it's finally done. Let him clap, let him look down in wonder, let him smack his lips,
raise the dead.
If it pleases me, and it does, I want to lift the bar. It
pleases God,
yes, it pleases God.
Jesus God,
and I'll work.
Jesus God,
I'll send
Song with that show with Adam Lefebvre, who in fact the first time we got together to discuss the show gave me that line, "It pleases God that I lift heavy objects over my head." I said, "Oh, let's do a show. It might have been the best line in the show." So
that was Craig Lucas singing, right?
Craig Lucas, right.
And I want to make sure we thank Hot House Recording Studios, who provided most of the recordings of Jocks that we're going to be playing today. And the rest of the cast, why don't we just, it was Kay Pesek, Mary Testa, Allison Fraser, Tom Cuff, and Bill, you sang a bit yourself.
I think I did, yes.
Yes, you did. You know, a lot of things have happened since you were last on the program about 3 years ago. You have been serving, perhaps the wrong verb, residency at Playwrights Horizons.
That's right.
And you've had, I guess, two productions of In Trousers since we talked. You were just about to go into the main stage
version.
And of course, March of the Falsetto is your most recent show. I want to take you back to early days in New York when you were taking Jocks around, which is one of perhaps your only unproduced show, as far as I know.
Well, taking it around is the wrong. It was done at the Public Theater, and we auditioned at the Public Theater. I was play reading there. Oof. And I'm glad that's over.
Right, and they didn't want to produce it.
Not only did they not produce it, they barely recognized it as a work of anything. It was very unpleasant. And then the Kennedy Center down in Washington said they were going to do it, and then they sent up people who were drunk, and they didn't do it. It was blah, blah, blah. You know, it just wasn't. It's not a very interesting story, and it's not. It doesn't have a happy ending. I don't see any reason.
Right. It's kind of typical of taking around a show in the city sometimes, though. I guess that's why I brought it up. Why don't we just set up what the show's about as we play some of these songs?
It's just about it's just some athletes in Ohio. The next song we're going to be playing, called When He Starts to Fall, is a rather extenuated song. It has different portions to it, and the reason I wanted to play it was because it very much resembles what I've in just going from song to song and what I've come to do. And I've always looked at Jocks, thank goodness I could find something positive to say about it, as sort of an apprenticeship without a master. And I just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote, and a lot of the things that, I mean, I think it was necessary to have done that.
Okay, this is, as you said, an extended section from Jocks called When He Starts.
Wait, Mary, it's with Mary Testa, Allison Fraser, Kay Pesek, Tom Cuff, and myself. Again.
Okay. Right. Are you on the piano in these recordings, Bill?
Unfortunately, I am. Yes, the clomps. The clomps, when you hear me clomp.
Okay. When He Starts to Fall from Jocks.
When the body fails, he pales, then he looks up his sleeve. He tries to retrieve what he's lost.
He'll never find it, then he lost it, then he lost, he'll never find it. But what is a man? He'll stand at the day.
He'll see something shining.
If a man looks away.
Try
not to see.
We're watching.
says she's blind and she watches the floor. He stops to unwind. She wants more and 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 more.
Is a bore and a town to ignore, with the world falling down, take a drink. La 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 la, stop in your tracks, don't pass go, now relax, with the world to explore, take a drink. What a drink, have a drink, Lord, a drink, I need one. La 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 la.
That was When He Starts to Fall, and featured the Company, who how would you say it? First sang Jocks, even though it wasn't produced.
Well, I was singing with the people. I was singing with Kay Pesek, Mary Testa, and Allison Fraser for about 3 years, or about 2 years, really, before we got any public performances. They'd just come over to my apartment, and we disturbed my neighbors and try to live. If it weren't for they, I'm sure I wouldn't still be writing. They're the only things that kept me writing. And then when I'd stop writing, they'd call me up and say, let's rehearse. And so I'd write something just to rehearse, and I'd get back to writing. It's the only...
We talked a lot about that last time you were here, about just trying to keep yourself going while you're first trying to get your first work on in the city. But you're required to do...
If it weren't for them, pardon me, I can't believe if I said if it weren't for them. Yeah. Okay.
It's okay. We know you're...
I'm an English major. No, I can't do it.
We have another sort of small section from Jocks, from a piece called Are You Really Committed to Saving Buddy? You want to set that up, Bill?
Yeah. It's again one of these extended songs. These cheerleaders are stripping in the middle of the field, don't ask me why, and one of them decides she can't do it, and there's another guy telling a joke to this guy who's dying, buddy, and that's you're getting a hint of why it wasn't put on. I mean, people were dropping like flies, and so just listen to it. We'll see.
Just to remind those who
it is
tuned
Kay Pesek who's singing now, I think.
Right, Kay Pesek sings the major part of it, and Bill Finn is also featured in this performance of "Are You Really Committed to Saving Buddy?" And Jocks took place in New Stark, Ohio, and was about the vicissitudes of a football team and its cheerleaders and players.
That's right.
Team doesn't mean that much here, does it? Town doesn't mean that much here, does it?
I thought you hated this town.
We decided to give it a second chance. the town doesn't mean that much to you.
Buddy doesn't.
Buddy does.
Buddy doesn't mean that much to you.
Buddy is a team, is a town, is a
buddy is a
team doesn't mean that much to you, does it?
If you're really committed to saving Buddy, you take your clothes off, we're taking ours off. If you're really committed to saving Buddy, you take your bra off, we're taking ours off.
Okay, Buddy, here's the joke. So they get married, they're on their honeymoon, she's waiting, says, come on, come on, come on, come on. Doesn't know what to do. So he goes to the mom. He's a real mama's boy. He says, Mama, tell me please, please, what should I do? She says, put your most prized possession where she pees. So he puts his bowling ball in the toilet. That's the end of the joke, Buddy.
What do you mean saving the town? What do you mean saving the world? I'm standing naked in the middle of the field. How do I look? How do I feel? Stupid, I feel very stupid. And I'm chicken, but I'm sticking to my theory that it's queer and downright rude to be appearing in the nude. Also, a neck but go no further, and she fears that she's a virgin. Yes, that's me, and I will probably be for years. I'm standing naked in the middle of the field. How do I look? How do I feel? Stupid, naked, and scared. Now I'm putting on my bra. Someone help me with my bra, please. Now I'm putting on my sock. A tree, a jock, a jock, a jock.
I'm standing naked in the middle of the field.
I'm standing naked in the middle
now
of the field.
Now the panties and the skirt.
How do I feel?
Those ones seem a little
stupid. Thank you both for understanding. Without you two, I'd probably die somewhere in the gutter,
really
kill myself without a revolver. But we all gotta grow up, and now's my time to say I am sorry. I am so sorry, but this I cannot do. So I say to you now, with respect, that my clothes are being put back on. You shouldn't be mad. Why is no one talking to me? No one ever listened to me. I was always odd man out. No one listened to me. You gotta listen to me. You must listen to me. Listen to me. To saving Buddy, you'd rip your clothes off. I'm ripping mine off.
I just, that always amused me, and that's the only reason I wanted to play it.
Are you really committed to saving Buddy? And
Kay's now a missionary in Illinois or something.
Is she really? Yeah. She was also one of the first. She also was the first group that started to form in trousers as well.
Yes, she was the high school sweetheart.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Sweetheart, quite wonderful.
You're listening to Anything Goes with guest songwriter William Finn.
We have one more song from Jocks, which was Bill Finn's unproduced musical, written in, I guess it was 77.
It was really written in like 75. It was started taking it around in 74.
You wrote that just after you'd finished at Williams, right?
Just after I got out of college, right.
Uh-huh. This last song is We Play Ball, and it's the finale.
It moves me terribly. Just play it. There's nothing to say about it.
All right.
We play ball, one for all for one, for new star. In the end, we remember we play.
We Play Ball from William Finn's show Jocks, which unfortunately wasn't produced.
I don't think it's so unfortunate.
Well, I think it was.
No, good riddance.
Maybe 4 years ago it would have been.
4 years, it would have been very nice.
Thank the cast one more time, the recordings you heard featured William Finn himself at the piano and singing, Mary Testa, Kay Pesek, Allison Fraser, Tom Cuff, and Craig Lucas. I think I got them all.
Thanks.
Bill, how long after Jocks, you know, sort of fell through that you went into writing in trousers?
Well, I took a long hiatus, and I was seriously considering becoming a doctor at that time. One of the many times I've seriously considered becoming a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
I hadn't decided. I didn't think that was important. I just wanted to be called doctor. And I didn't want to be an academic doctor. I wanted to be a doctor so I could, like, do something with my life instead of writing unproduced musicals, which is, you know, is there a worse thing anyone can do with his life? So I had pretty much taken off about 8 months, I think, and then Mary Kay and Allison started calling individually and then collectively. And so I started writing songs. I had 105 temperature when one of them called. I don't remember whom. And I wrote Marvin's Giddy Seizures, or Marvin's Giddy Seizures, Marvin Needs Love. He needs love, he needs love, he needs love. And that was the first song I wrote for it.
Was that the first song you ever wrote with the character Marvin in mind?
That was, and I had no idea that Marvin was anyone I would follow up on, but it was just a name I liked, and I just thought it was going to be, you know, a song. And they came over, we sang it, and I said, it's like Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney, let's make a musical. So it was done in my apartment, and it was very hot at the end of the summer, very, very hot, and there wasn't nearly enough room for people who came to see it. And
you did all the what they call backers auditions in your apartment, didn't you?
Well, they weren't. Yeah, they were backers auditions. I really didn't expect anything to come of them. You know, I thought pretty much this was my life. I was going to write unsuccessful musicals. And all of a sudden, it happened. Ira Weitzman came to see it, encouraged by Andre Bishop, who had seen Jocks, who's the artistic director of Playwrights Horizons. And Ira saw it and offered me a spot at Playwrights Horizons.
Right.
And we did In Trousers there.
And you were the first show of Playwrights Horizons series on musicals.
The new musical series, right.
Right. And I've seen three productions of In Trousers. It's had three separate productions in New York. The first was that production we were talking about upstairs at Playwrights Horizons. And then when that was a very successful effort, it moved down to their main stage. And then it was revived recently at the second stage. And every time I've seen it, it's massively changed. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. And I thought
we almost got it right the last time, I think. If the production had been better, and the actors were quite fine, it wasn't, it was just a miserable production. And if, I think the writing is all there.
Is that the way the show's going to stay now?
I'm going to write a new opening number, I think, but pretty much Jim Lapine will direct it.
Which brings up the question, you called March of the Falsettos another Marvin musical,
a new Marvin musical.
You at one time had told me that this was meant to be a trilogy. Is that going to happen?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I figure, you know, I've done two, and
why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Right.
When I can decide what the third's going to be about, I'll write.
Just to show how things change in New York, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about one song, which is a song that ended up being called Set Those Sails, but when I was with you on the production, it was called Lady Feels No Shame. Can you just focus on why a song called Lady Feels No Shame became Set Those Sails?
The show was very much like a review when it was done originally. It was about kind of the sexual vicissitudes of Marvin and of these three ladies. And what I tried to do eventually was to make it a cohesive whole and tell a story. It also switches in time. And I was trying to do this without dialogue and everything. But the first time, I wasn't really concerned with trying to make it a whole. I just wanted people to hear the music, and I just wanted them to say, isn't he talented and isn't that wonderful? And when that happened, I said, well, this isn't enough. It might have been, in fact. I mean, for what it was. It wasn't a whole. It was a review.
Right.
It was an educated review, and I wasn't doing this to write educated reviews, so I changed it, and it got me into a lot of trouble and precipitated an enormous depression. But why don't you play the first Lady Feels No Shame, which stopped the show cold, and
absolutely.
I pretty much dropped it. And Mary Testa was seeing it and being a real trooper. I said, how are you doing? She said, oh, fine, I just have nothing to live for anymore. So I rewrote the lyrics to set those sails and still stop the show, but we had to put it closer up front.
Yeah, to make more sense of the lyric that you rewrote for it.
Right, it became part of the. But so what? Go ahead and
okay.
play.
Okay, you'll hear now a section of the original lyric, which was called "Lady Feels No Shame."
It's an embarrassing lyric, by the way. "Lady Feels No Shame" is just gruesome.
Only once again in Bill's opinion, but "Lady Feels No Shame" was recorded by David Rafkin, and this is Mary Testa performing with Allison Fraser and Joanna Green in the background. And then you'll hear two songs from the original cast recording of In Trousers, My High School Sweetheart, followed by the new version of Lady Feels No Shame, Set Those Sails.
Hug me and chat. I'm prepared to condescend. Don't make a face like that. Everyone is noticing that I don't have to be your friend. I'm too good for you, boy. I'm too good for you, boy.
Lord is a person too. I tell him he's a person. He says I'm just ridiculous. My high school sweetheart is a too ridiculous sweetheart. Who's a person too? He's a person. I'm not a greedy person. He says I'm just ridiculous. My high school sweetheart is a too ridiculous sweetheart. Who's a person too?
He's a person.
I'm a person.
He's a person.
I'm a person.
He's a person.
She's a person.
I'm a person. He's a person.
I'm a person.
I'm a person.
I'm a person. I'm a person.
Marvin loves Miss Goldberg.
I love Miss Goldberg. She cast me in her play. She gave me words to say. Made me what I am today.
I'm a person.
I am Columbus.
I'm a person.
Columbus.
I'm a person.
King of the ocean. Columbus!
Go ahead, play Columbus. Stop begging. Stop making me crazy, Marvin. Crazy Marvin. I love the way Marvin acts. I do. Do not make faces and do not undo the facts. Relax, 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 relax.
Go ahead, play Columbus. Stop begging. Stop making me crazy, Marvin. Crazy Marvin. I love the way Marvin acts. I do.
Relax. He loves Miss Goldberg.
She cast me in her play. She gave me words to say. Made me what I am today. I am Columbus. Columbus, king of the ocean.
Nothing, and a new land is a new land to explore. Not just paths you retrace. I'm talking mountains and space.
Good night.
I think, better than anything that shows what a good orchestrator can do. The orchestrations were done by Michael Stairman, who did March the Falsettos and has made himself, unfortunately, indispensable to me. He's an extraordinary orchestrator, and I think, you know, with Ralph Burns and Jonathan Tunick, those three are probably the best in the city. I'm so enormously fortunate. It can't be overestimated, underestimated.
And the recordings that you heard from In Trousers featured the original cast recording. Chip Zion played Marvin, Mary Testa, Allison Fraser, and Joanna Green were the ladies who
Chip Zion, who's so wonderful in March of the Falsettos, and Allison Fraser also.
Right. You probably more than anyone else I know have carried your cast through. It makes sense considering that it's another Marvin musical, but you've stuck with a lot of the same people.
Well, I like them a lot, you know. So
it's good to find those kind of people.
You've been listening to part one of a two-part series with talented composer-lyricist William Finn. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.